This week, local profile readers explored stories about booming growth, unexpected transformations, and a few surprises along the way. From a long empty plot of land finally getting its moment to a deep dive, literally, into Titanic history, there's plenty to uncover. Ever wondered what happens when a small town outgrows itself or how a once bustling hotspot plans a comeback? We've got the scoop. Stay connected and dive into these engaging stories about what's happening in our community. $750 million development will transform Plano's largest remaining undeveloped site. Photo. Stillwater Capital. Every day, I drive through the intersection of Spring Creek Parkway and Parkwood Boulevard, a familiar route that has become a part of my daily rhythm. Looking to the left, an empty plot of land has sat untouched. It's a strange sight, this barren piece of land surrounded by signs and traffic, an unused space in the midst of a growing area. Read more. Step aboard history, Titanic, the exhibition docks in Dallas. Descent the Grand Staircase. Photo, Matilda Preisendorf, local profile. On April 14, 1912, the Titanic met its tragic fate, becoming one of history's most infamous maritime disasters. For nearly 114 years, the ship of dreams has rested at the bottom of the North Atlantic, but now, the Titanic comes to life in far North Dallas. Read more. Anna's new 1,800-home community set to transform northern Collin County. Small-town Anna may not be small for long. Photo, Old Prosper Partners. As Collin County experiences rapid growth, its northern cities are witnessing a significant influx of new residents. This population boom is driving increased demand for housing, businesses, and public services, transforming once quiet communities into thriving urban centers. Read more. Salina might get another high school. Why that's a big deal? Photo, City of Salina. Salina ISD is taking proactive measures to manage its rapidly growing student population by introducing a bold proposal, a $2.295 billion bond referendum. But what does that mean? In short, it could mean more schools, 11 of them to be exact. That's 7 new elementary schools, 2 new junior high schools, and early childhood school, and 1, yes, 1 new high school. Read more. The Shops at Legacy looks to revitalization with new additions. Legacy North. Photo, CTO Realty Growth. When the Shops at Legacy opened in 2002, people in Collin and Dallas counties would drive out just to look at it. Upscale, chic, and walkable, the Shops at Legacy was the place to be. Read more. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.